Adventures of Amy Rose, episode number 2. Today is the 24th of March 2023, and I'm your host, Elaine. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is Amy Rose's bad luck. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. This article tells the story of how Amy Rose's bad luck affects her and her family. Amy Rose is no longer able to voice herself, and both she and Cindy Robinson are departing from the cast. Zoe is still in love with Hannah's cousin Rylan, but Hannah's cousin Rylan brings a date to the wedding. I have a hard time feeling sorry for Zoe because for years, Zoe never told Hannah's cousin Rylan how she felt about marriage. At a family picnic, Ted's mother took Rose aside and confided that her husband's future did not include a wife who was a member of a minority race. Her mother was displeased about the budding relationship because her husband was not Chinese, and Ted's mother Mrs. Jordan was displeased because Rose was not American, she was Chinese. The Xu family, like Rose and her husband early in their marriage, believed that luck and fate were on their side. The marriage was steady until her husband lost a malpractice suit. Afterward, her husband began to press Rose to make some of her own decisions. Cut off from their heritages, Rose and her husband do not unite to create something new, something upon which to build. Rose knows now that her mother never really expected to find Bing, just as she herself knows that she can never save her marriage even though her mother tells her that she must try. It remains to be seen if Rose can harness the invisible strength of the wind that powers Waverly Zhang and Waverly Zhang mother, or if the wind will sweep her off her feet, off balance.
Dash.
Amy Rose's bad luck began the day her mother cried at her wedding to her husband. His social status raised serious question marks in the minds of many, including Amy's own mother. Fate seemed to have cast Cindy Robinson, voice actor of Sonic the Hedgehog, as the one who would give away Amy Rose at her wedding. She told Hannah's cousin Rylan, whom Zoe loves, that she was bringing him as her date to the wedding. This was aka stringing Hannah along, and it caused a lot of issues between them. It was hard for me to feel sorry for her after all those years of being mean to me, but I did feel bad for her in this situation. I'm not sure what reason she had behind bringing Rylan as her date, but it caused her a lot of trouble and hard times feeling. Amy Rose had bad luck when it came to her family picnic. Her mother took Rose without her permission and believed that the Xu family, which included Mrs. Ted's mother, should take Ted's mother as their own. This caused a lot of tension between her and her husband-to-be, Jordan, as well as his mother. Their budding relationship seemed to be in jeopardy due to this incident, and Amy was struggling with thinking about the future of their marriage. Was it luck or fate that put Rose aside? Amy Rose had lost her husband, largely due to her own decisions. She had begun her husband with unrealistic expectations, and when a malpractice suit was brought against him, she expected her mother to come in and save the marriage. Rose knows now that her mother cannot fix everything and that she must take responsibility for their heritage. Bing, something else has changed for Rose. She must find something within herself to save their relationship. Amy Rose is a female hedgehog and Sonic's friend. One day while they were walking, she grabbed Sonic's arm in an attempt to make him understand her feelings, but he didn't seem to be in the same frame of mind. In order to harness her invisible strength and save them from going down the path of suicide, she had to confront the powers that Waverly Zhang, her mother, had taught her about love and heart. She knew that no matter how hard it was, she could not show any sign of emotion and must hide her feelings in order to fight for what was right. Amy Rose was born into a wealthy English family and grew up in the Highlands of Scotland. Her father, Alexander MacIver, had been forced to forfeit his estate when he was falsely accused of being a fugitive Jacobite. After 4 years, luck allowed Alexander to reclaim his ancestral home and he became the new laird. Amy was only 14 years old at the time, but she wanted to help her father in any way she could. She knew that he was taking on a huge responsibility by trying to amuse 3 elder boys and restore the estate after such devastation.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Elaine and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Adventures of Amy Rose and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.